Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And so go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen, your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We
thank you
for how you blessed us. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. And we come before you, O God, and we humble our hearts, asking, Lord, that you will search our hearts. Anything that's not right, anything you're not pleased with, Lord, please forgive us and remove it right now in the name of Jesus. While we're praying this prayer, O God, we ask that you will look upon us right now. And, Lord,
yes,
be merciful unto us. Make us all over, my God. Make
yes,
us what
Jesus.
You have us to be. We're coming to you, Lord Jesus, because there's no other help. We know there's no one that's able to do what you are able to do. Lord,
yes,
and we're asking you to fix it for us.
Work
it out
Jesus.
For us, oh God.
In the name
move
of Jesus.
In our behalf. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord, we call on you for help on
Jesus,
tonight.
Jesus.
Lord, we ask you to stop by and see about us, Lord.
Stop by, Lord.
We need yes, you, Lord yes. God, to lift Lord. Our burdens, Lord. We need
please,
you
Jesus.
To work
yes,
on
Lord.
Us, oh God. Lord,
yes,
we
Jesus.
Need you to fix us the way you want us to.
Fix us, Lord.
In the
yes,
name
Lord,
of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now, God, that you will speak to our minds, that you would speak to our hearts, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And minister to us the things that we stand in need of, spiritual and natural. Oh God, whatever the need is, we know you
yes.
are able to supply. And we're
yes,
calling
Jesus.
On you, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, hear our cry. Hear
yes,
our
Lord.
Prayer this night. Lord, please, Jesus. Move in our behalf, oh Lord.
We
need
yes,
a miracle, Lord God. And we
yes,
need
Jesus.
You to make the way for us.
Make
oh,
the way
Lord,
for us.
Lord, God. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes,
Lord, God. God, bind the enemy.
Yes,
all
Lord Jesus.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Lord, his work right now.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Bind Satan on every side. Lord
yes.
God, we know you have the power right now to destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. My God, break every chain. Oh, Lord Jesus,
it,
that
Lord
soul
God.
That's discouraged. My God, I pray that you will encourage them right
yes.
now, Lord.
Right now.
Help them to continue on in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, remember that one. Oh, my God, and feeling
yes,
like there's no way out. They don't
yes,
know
Jesus.
Which way to go. They don't know
yes,
what direction to take. My God, I know you're able.
You're
to
able.
Show them the way. Take them by the hand, Lord, and lead them on out. In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Oh, God, remember the backsliders. We pray,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that you will help them to return unto you.
Help,
help them to make it back before it's too late. Oh, Lord Jesus, stay the hand of death and give somebody enough time to repent of their sins. Give them
yes,
enough
Jesus.
Time, Lord, to turn from the error of their ways. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. You're a God of mercy. Your mercy
yes,
endures forever. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you.
Looking
we
to you,
pray,
Jesus.
God, that you will comfort the bereaved families tonight.
Right.
We
yes,
pray
Lord.
A special prayer, Lord Jesus, for Evangelist Cynthia, that you
yes,
will forever
yes,
comfort
God.
And console her, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
And
yes,
her
Lord.
Family. The Anderson
yes,
family, oh God, and
yes,
all
Lord.
The family members that are to connect it, Lord, the extended family.
Please,
we're
Jesus.
Praying,
yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
That you will comfort and console the family, Lord. Keep the
right
family
hand,
together. Help
yes,
the
Lord.
Family to uphold one another in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Any family members
Jesus.
That are not saved, We pray, God, that you will save them, Lord, and
save
that mercy upon them. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Special prayer for Mother Marshall, oh God. We ask, God,
yes,
that you will comfort her and her family, Lord, and the Marshall family, oh God. We ask that you will please wrap your arms all around them, Lord, and help them through this difficult time. Keep your family members together in the name of Jesus.
In the name
save
of Jesus.
Who are not saved, and all the bereaved families on the prayer list, all around the world. Oh, God, we pray for comfort, consolation, and salvation. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now, Lord.
We believe
you. We're asking you to do it for us, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to remember those who are sick, those who are struggling right now with coronavirus, Lord, with all kinds of diseases and ailments upon them. We ask, Lord, for miracles.
In the name of Jesus,
we ask you to lay your hand upon them and touch their body. Make them whole, Lord Jesus. And if anybody committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven, Lord, and make them whole. Raise them up. Give them a testimony that they may tell of your goodness. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that you will bless this broadcast. We ask, God, that you will send forth your anointing and send your word, Lord Jesus. Let your word reach every person who is listening tonight, and let a blessing come upon them and overtake them. Lord, command the blessing to come now, and we believe you right now. We're taking you at your word. We count it as done, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For all the things we've asked, we believe we have them. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, oh God. Now,
thank you,
we ask that you accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And we're going to have our opening scripture. Will be taken from the 100 number of Psalms. That's the 100 number of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and then be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We thank God for the reading of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, have your way, Lord, have your way. Do what you want to do, as long as you want to. Have your way, Lord, have your way, Lord. We're here right now, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Do what you want to do, as long as you want to. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We here right now. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Do what you want to do, as long as you want to. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We're here right now. Have your way.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Sister Cheryl. Have your way, Lord. And truly, that's what we want God to do on the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. Just want to let you know that you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybel Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list for Mother Janice Marshall as well as the bereaved Marshall family. And we want to pray for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond and the bereaved Anderson family and bereaved Williams family, I believe. Carlton out of Georgia. Tamika Ray, who's in a hospital in intensive care for Muhammad Hameen, that's my brother, the bereaved Carney family, Dina and Pete Deshane, Mary Anderson, Steve Allen Sr., who was battling cancer, Bill Bradley, who was battling cancer, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Dave Paldo, Margie Paldo, missionary Karen Paldo, Stephanie Williams, who lost her son, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, Benitra Blackshared, that the Lord would save her, Titus Edmond Sr., Logan, a 10-year-old young man, Mother Barbara Austin, Steve, who we met in Washington, D.C., Deborah and her daughter, who we also met in Washington, D.C., all those who are currently requesting prayer, any of those who have been affected by COVID. Amen. And those are, I also want to give, amen, for the services for Evangelist Cynthia's father, Samuel Anderson, is going to be held next Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. at J.M. White Funeral Home. The address is 60, that's 60, Zeb, Z like zebra, E.B., Robinson Road, Zeb Robinson Road, in Henderson, North Carolina. The zip code is 27536, and the phone number to the funeral home is 252-438-5139, and the service for Pastor Lewis Marshall will be held at Smith's Funeral Home. The address is 604 Salisbury Street. It's in Wadesboro, North Carolina, and the zip code is 28170, and the phone number is 704-694-4121. And the service is going to be held at 12 o'clock noon. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing a little bit more of that. On the broadcast, have your way. On this broadcast, have your way. Do what you want to do, as long as you want to. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We're here right now. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Have your way. Oh, do what you want to do, as long as you want to. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We're here
Right now, have your way. Oh, we're here. Right now, have your way. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Praise God. I'm happy to be back on the Gospel 2 broadcast one more time. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And I'm here. Accept the name of Jesus. I'm
yes, Lord.
The Lord with you.
Thank you,
so
God.
So glad that you tuned in on tonight. Praise be to God. I've already been blessed from what I heard and the portion of the broadcast. Now I'm looking forward to more blessings because God has great blessings for us. Amen. And according to the scripture that was read, we ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Why? Because God is worthy. We ought to come before his presence with thanksgiving. Amen. We ought to come before God with this singing. And some people, they don't even want to sing. But when we come before God, we ought to come singing. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Because I believe God wants us to give him that praise, to make that joyful noise before him. Amen. And I'm serving the Lord with gladness. I don't have any reason to be sad. I don't have any complaints. I could complain, but I won't.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But I will serve the Lord with gladness. I will sing unto the Lord. I will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I invite you to join me in making a joyful noise and singing to the Lord. Praise be to God. And I just marvel at some people who the Lord has blessed with a beautiful voice.
Yes.
They don't even want to use it for the Lord.
Amen.
They don't even want to sing to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I want to tell you that when you make a joyful noise to the Lord, when you sing praises unto him, when those praises go up in song, the blessing comes down. God will bless you. Even while you're singing, he'll touch your heart. He'll touch your mind.
Amen.
God will do wonders. He will do great things if you will sing unto him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I thank God for the broadcast. I thank the Lord. My soul is happy, and I'm excited about hearing the word of God tonight. And I want to invite you also to put aside everything that could distract you from hearing the word of God, because God, he wants to speak to you. And I'm asking you to take this time right now to bring your mind in. Whatever your mind is scattered about or gone to, just bring your mind in and listen carefully for the word of God. Open up your heart and allow God to come in and to do what he wants to do. Like the song says, have your way, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, have your way. Praise God. And at this time, let us prepare our heart to hear and to receive the word of God. And we're not going to prolong the time, but we're just going to introduce you the speaker to you in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And as she comes, let us pray along with her and for her while she ministers to us through the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for how you allowed us to come before your presence with thanksgiving. We thank you, O Lord, for all things that has been said and done thus far. We pray that you have your way, send your words and your anointing. Let it reach some soul. Let some soul be touched and blessed, healed, and delivered through this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God for everyone that is on the line. We bring you greetings from the Gospel Truth broadcast. We thank you, and we thank the Lord for what he is doing. We thank God also for Sister Rhoda being on the line with us on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the caregiver for my father, and she does a beautiful job, and I'm so happy for her being on tonight. God bless
you.
Thank the Lord. And now we're going to go to the Word of God. We're going to ask you to get your Bibles. If you don't have them, it will be reading from the King James Version of Bible. And we're going to go to the 51st number of Psalm. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted to thee. Deliver me from bloodthirsty, from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thy my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build by the walls of Jerusalem. Then please with the sacrifices of righteousness offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. We thank God for the word of God. This was the psalmist David. And I believe he began to speak these words. David began to pray, and he prayed for the mercy of the Lord because he knew that he had sinned, and he was trying to get himself in a position that he could be delivered and give God's name praise. So he asked the Lord to create in him a clean heart, O God, and he asked him to renew a right spirit within him. My title tonight, we need a renewing of God's spirit. We need a renewing of God's spirit. And my theme, Lord, renew my spirit. Glory to God. We go through so much down here, so many trials, so many temptations, so many things that pass and cause us to go another way. Sometimes things happen in our life, and we begin to get weak. Glory to God, we go through so much, so many trials and tests down here that we begin to lose strength. Glory to God. But there's one thing we can do. We can go to God in prayer and ask the Lord to renew our spirit. And I believe the word of God said here, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Glory, glory, glory. I believe David, hallelujah, when he did wrong, he began to pray unto his God. And he waited. I mean, David waited, and he waited a long time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
A lot of time passed, but David continuously began to seek the Lord. It came so. He
daytime. He was fasting in the daytime, fasting at night. Hallelujah. He was asking God for strength and asking
yes.
God not to take his spirit away from him. Hallelujah. And sometimes when we go through these tests and trials down here, we have to pray and ask God to give us strength. Strength is the quality of being strong. Lord,
yes.
make us strong. We want to be strong in you so that we won't do things wrong, so that we
Amen.
Won't get out of your word. We got to have that quality of being strong in the God of our salvation. And when we are renewed, he will make us new. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Spiritually speaking, he will make us new again. He will regenerate us. He will restore
yes.
us. Hallelujah. If you've gone away or strayed away from God, we can go to God in prayer, and God will
yes.
restore us. He will regenerate us. He will
Amen.
Revive us. Hallelujah. He will rebuild us again. That's what we want God to do. We
yes.
want him to revive us, rebuild Amen. Us, renew us, and regenerate us, and restore unto us that joy
yes.
that we received of the Lord when he saved our soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe when he restored you, this implies a return to an original state after
depletion.
Yes. You can go through so much down here that you feel defeated, and it seems like you have no strength at all. Like you don't have any joy. You can't praise the Lord like you were doing in the former time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God
Amen.
Is here. We'll renew our strength if we
yes,
just
man.
Ask God at his word. If we go to God in prayer and wait on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in prayer and fasting, the Lord, he will come. I tell you, he
yes.
will come speedily. Hallelujah. He
Amen.
Will renew us. Amen. The Lord will pour out of his spirit upon us.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We can go to God and we can pray and be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. So many things plaguing our minds, taking our minds off of the Lord and causing us to be in a rush. Hallelujah. Running here and there.
Yes.
Glory to God, but we need to bring our minds back in.
Yes.
Let our minds
Thank
be
you.
Renewed by the Spirit of God. And then we can get some strength. We can get more strength in the Lord. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. The
Thank
Word
you,
of God says, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, the outward man is perishing every day, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. That inward man is God's spirit that lives in us. It is renewed. It is renewed day by day. Lord
yes,
God,
amen.
This is why we
Thank
continue
you.
In prayer. This is why we keep fasting and keep denying ourselves so that the inward man can be
All
renewed.
Right.
Hallelujah. So that we can feel the Spirit of God moving down on the inside so that we'll
Thank
have strength to go through our tests and trials. We'll have strength to fight the devil back when he fires
yes,
fiery darts. Hallelujah, we'll have that quality that we need to take the sword of the Spirit and fight the devil back. Glory
Amen.
To God. that we, David, he asked the Lord to create in him a clean heart, hallelujah, and renew a right spirit within. Sometimes we get off track and we go the wrong way. We're not supposed to go that way, but because we are weak, sometimes we just let self go, and we just go on the wrong track. God is here to put us back on the right track. He's here to give us that strength that we need to go through. He's here to make us strong and not weak. Now, therefore, we have to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. We got to be strong. Hallelujah. The Bible said, quit ye like men. You got to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to go through the test and the trials, the things that is coming upon us and upon the whole world. You need strength today, and the Lord is here to renew your strength. He's here to renew your spirit. He said, renew within me a right spirit, a clean heart. And he went on to say, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Lord, I tell you, I definitely don't want the Lord to take his Holy Spirit away from me. If he takes his Spirit away from us, we won't be able to do anything. We can't accomplish a thing. That's why we need to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Our minds got to be renewed. Hallelujah. Our minds got to be brought back in. Our minds got to be put directly on the Lord. So far away, we have said so many things. We have let crept in. Hallelujah. So
preach
many
it,
things we need to get rid of. Hallelujah. In order for the inward man to continue to live in us, we got to shake off these old weights. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily. Hallelujah. It causes us to go in our own way sometimes when we don't want to take these weights off. We want to keep carrying this weight, weighting us down, these things that easily be set up. We got to let them go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And draw nigh unto God. Get rid of everything that God is not pleased with in our lives. And then God will come and renew our strength. He will revive our souls. But we got to let the Lord know that we want to be renewed, that we want more strength, that we want to be strong in him. Hallelujah. So many things come into so many people's lives. The things that they used to do, used to fast so many times a week. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That has
stopped.
Glory to God, the saints of God, they're not loving like they used to love. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not concerned like they used to be concerned. They don't care like they used to care. If they didn't see you in the building after so many days, they would get on the phone and give you a call, or they'll stop by the house and see what's going on. Now you can stay out for days, for weeks and weeks, and months and months. Hallelujah. And the months have turned into years. Hallelujah. And see, nobody is concerned. Oh, I'm not we're in a battle. Hallelujah. But we got to let God renew our strength so much so that we cater to the brethren. Hallelujah. That we go and see what is going on with our brother. What is going on with our sister? Are you sick? If you're sick, maybe I can do something to help you to get well. But now all these things have crept in. Hallelujah. And people are weak. They don't have much strength. They don't pray like they used to pray. They don't wait on God like they used to wait. They don't shut in like they used to shut in. Hallelujah. They don't get on the phone and call their sister and brother and say, how are you doing? Can I help you? Is there anything I can do? Hallelujah. Certain ones, yes, they'll call. Certain ones, they'll go to. They'll cater to. But with God, there is no respect of person. We got to love everybody. We got to love the sinner. We got to love the saint. Hallelujah. They don't have to be saved, but we can love them anyway. Jesus loved, and we got to love too. We got to check on one another. Even the world will tell you, check on your elders. Check on your neighbor. Hallelujah.
Right.
The world knows that. What about the church and the people of God? That's what happens when you are weak. Hallelujah. And you have no strength. You may be shouting. You might be singing. You might be dancing. But you are weak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
that's
we're supposed to see about our brothers and sisters. The Bible says, how dwelleth the love of God?
How?
You see your brother need. Hallelujah. And you set up your vows of compassion.
All
how
right.
dwelleth the love of God? How dwelleth the love of God? You
how?
See? They have lost a loved one, and you won't even call and offer your condolence. You won't call and give your sympathy.
Amen.
You won't call and say, how you doing? You won't even go to the dollar store and pick up a card. Hallelujah. Because you feel like, oh, they're not right. But what about you? Are you right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Examine yourself. Let a man examine himself. Hallelujah. See if he be in the faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And these are they that testify of Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to check yourself. You need to find out if he's still there, if his spirit is still in you. Some people feel like they could jump and shout, hallelujah, but they don't have to worry about their sister or brother. But the Bible says you ought to lay down your life for the brethren.
Amen.
God gave his life for us. You, as the people of God that name the name of Christ, you, hallelujah, you got a job to do. You got to see about the people of God. failed, but you still got to be renewed day by day. The outward man is perishing, but you got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got to let Jesus renew you. Hallelujah. If you don't get renewed, then you won't do anything. You won't check on your sister. You won't check on your brother. You'll sit there and let yourself to the Lord and let the Lord renew you in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. Because with God, there is no respect of person. Hallelujah. You can't go to the one you like and the one that you favor. That's having respect for persons. And in judgment, you're going to be condemned. Hallelujah. You sin. The Bible says you sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't tell the one with the goodly clothes to come and sit here in the high places and tell the one with the dirty, raggedy clothes, sit in the back. That's having respect of person. They both have a soul, and that soul is precious in the sight of God. Hallelujah, the soul is his, but the soul that sinned it shall die. We need a renewing of God's spirit. So much so, so we do our duty, whatever God told us to do, whatever he commanded us. And this is his command, that ye love one another as Christ has loved us. Love is of God, and God is love. And if we don't love, we don't love God. Hallelujah. You see your brother every day, and you say that you love God, but how can you say you love God, brother? You see every day, hallelujah, you don't love him. Glory to God, the word of God is right, and I don't care what Satan said or what he does. God's word is right,
God's word
is going to stand in the latter day. Everything else is going down. All our old ways is going down. All our old standoff ways is going down. Hallelujah. We got to clean up and fix up. Hallelujah. You can't move into a house and never fix up, never clean up. That house would be in a mess. You got to clean up. Hallelujah. You got to fix up. You got to change the curtains. Hallelujah. Got to wash the windows. You got to clean the floors. Hallelujah. If we don't do that, we will have a terrible looking house. But God is here to renew our strength. Hallelujah. And if sin has entered in, we got to pray and ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. Hallelujah. That's what David did. He asked God to create in him a clean heart. I want my heart to be clean. I want to be able to see the Lord in peace. I want to be able to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I don't want anything holding me back. If I can get it right down here, I want to get it right. Hallelujah. Our time is running out. So many things is happening. So many afflictions coming upon the people of God. So many tragedies. So many tribulations and trials coming our way. We got to be right. Lord, I beg you, I pray, Lord, that you will help us. Help us, oh Lord. We don't want our labor to be in vain. We don't want to come this far and not make it to that city. Hallelujah. We can't afford to flunk out now. We can't afford to give up now. We can't afford to slow up now and feel like, oh, I ain't got to do that. I done got up in age. I don't have to do it. But we still have to do it. Our righteousness has to exceed that of the Pharisees. Hallelujah. The Pharisees, they fasted 3 times a week. Hallelujah. Some of us, we do good if we fast 1 day a week. Lord, I tell you, we need God to renew our strength, to make us strong, to build us up when we are torn down. We need God. We need God to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. We need to take up all these new things that we are carrying down. We got so many things that's weighing us down. We can hardly run this race like we started out. Hallelujah. But we're going to need more strength. We're going to need to be renewed in order to make this journey. We are still on this journey, and we can't afford now to turn to the left or turn to the right. But we got to drive and go forward in the Lord. How are we going to do it? We're going to have to fast. We're going to have to pray.
Amen.
We're going to have to deny self. We're going to have to put self to death. Self don't want to die. Self don't want to deny itself of the food and water. Self just want pleasures all the time. But I rather suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hallelujah. I want to be saved when it's all over. People are saying they are tired of going to church, tired of serving the Lord, tired of doing this, and tired of doing that. But we got to get some strength, put on some strength, because our time is running out. We don't have time to be tired of serving the Lord. We don't have time to be tired of praying and tired of seeking the Lord, tired of shutting in. We got to put on strength. Put ye like men and put on strength that you may be able to stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. We're not going by our works of righteousness. Hallelujah. Which we have done, but according to his mercy, the Lord saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We got to be renewed in the Holy Ghost. The Lord, he'll stop by, and he will refill our souls with the Holy Ghost. When we get in the hurry, when we begin to seek the Lord, when we begin to deny ourselves and let God see, we want his spirit to dwell in us. We don't want anything to disturb this peace that God has given to us. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. We get weak. The Bible says, even though you shall faint and be weary, hallelujah, glory to God, the young men, they shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew but be willing to wait and let God, let God fix it. Whatever sounds right, God will fix it. Hallelujah. He's able. He will bring down the high mountains, and he will exalt the valleys. Hallelujah. If we wait on God, he will deliver. If we wait on God, he will renew our strength. If we wait on God, he'll come and deliver us. If we wait on the Lord, whatever is troubling us, God, he will move it.
Yes, he will. Yes,
he will. He'll move it. Hallelujah. He did it for David. He worked it out for David. He worked it out for the old patriarchs. They waited on God. They waited. They didn't give up. They went on to their death. They counted not their lives. They didn't count their lives precious and worthy, but they was willing to suffer for the Lord because they knew their trust was in God, and they knew that if they waited on God, that God would deliver. I thought of David when he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. David cried. He waited. He fasted. He prayed. And God, I said, God came to God renewed his spirit. God put his spirit in David. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And he'll do the same thing for us. Even when Jesus began to be weak and he knew he had to go to his death, he needed strength to get through it. And God sent the angel and gave him strength that he would be able to go through his test, that he would be able to go to his test, his death. He endured the cross, despising the shame. But he made it. He made it through. And we got to do the same thing if we want to be, if we want to keep God's spirit in us. Glory to God. Be renewed. Every now and then. I don't care how much Holy Ghost you have. Every now and then, you got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And the Lord will bless your soul. Glory to God. He satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. And I'm told that an eagle, the older it gets, the longer its wings grow out, and the higher they can go. That's why the Bible says, if we wait on the Lord, he will renew our strength, just as the eagles are renewed. Glory to God. Thank God tonight somebody may want to be renewed, and you don't want God to take his Holy Spirit from you. You want him to restore unto you the joy of his salvation. Amen. And you want him to uphold you with his free spirit. His free spirit, freely he gave, freely we have received, freely we should be able to give. God had mercy on us and saved us. We should have mercy on somebody else to help them to be saved, regardless of what we feel like we got to do. A soul is very important in the sight of God. We thank the Lord for his word. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. If somebody want to be renewed, if somebody want to be restored, if somebody want to be refilled, glory to God. God is here to do it. And if somebody want to be converted, somebody want to be sanctified, or somebody sees a gift of the Holy Ghost, which is God's Spirit that lives in you, somebody who may have gotten weak, but you want to make your way back to the Lord and get the strength that you need in order to make this journey, now is the time. As we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We come before you with thanksgiving and praise unto thy holy name. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your free spirit. We pray that you create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. We pray that you will stop by here. Touch us right now, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. Make us strong where we're weak. We are so weak. We need your help. We need you, Lord, to make us strong. We need the ability to do your will, Lord. We need to be revived. We need to be rebuilt. In the name of Jesus, regenerate us. Restore us unto you, Lord. So far away we have strayed. We have so many things that is weighing us down. But we want to get rid of the weight. We want to get rid of everything that is contrary to your will. We want to be saved in the end, Lord. We need mercy tonight, Lord. We're coming to you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you. We submit ourselves to your will, our mind, our heart, our body, our soul belong to you, Lord. Help us right now, Lord. Regenerate our mind. Renew us in the spirit of our minds. So much so that we do your will. Speak your word. Go where you send us. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Help today, Lord. Look on the soul that has strayed away, those who have fallen by the wayside. Have mercy, O Lord. Bring them back to you, Lord. Regenerate them, Lord. Renew them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on every soul in the name of Jesus that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Touch them right now, Lord. Save such as should be saved. Have mercy, Jesus. We need your mercy. We can't do nothing without you. We need your help, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Help us to make this journey. We're striving to enter in at the straight gate. Help us to make it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need your help. We can't make it on our own strength. We're depending on you, looking to you, Lord, to help us to overcome every situation that is not like you. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Save to the uttermost. Deliver the souls, those that are bound. Deliver, Lord. Help somebody, oh Lord. Give us more love, oh Lord. Help us to love like you told us to love. Help us to keep your commandments. Help us, oh Lord, to abide by your word in the name of Jesus. Jesus, help us, oh Lord, not to faint, not to be weary, but help us, oh Lord, to put on strength. Help us to awake out of our sleep. Help us, oh Lord, to get up and be about your business. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Oh my God, we realize that time is running out. Help us to be ready. We want to be ready. We want to be ready. We want to be saved in the name of Jesus. Take away everything, oh Lord, that's not like you, Lord. Cling
Thank God. I thank you, Jesus. And it's part of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Hanin. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, saying we need a renewing of God's spirit and asking the Lord to renew our spirit. And she preached the gospel truth under the anointing. And, you know, sometimes our tests and our trials, like she said, they can weaken us. And we find ourselves in need of this renewing. And as she said, this is a daily process. It happens day by day. I truly enjoyed the word tonight. When she was speaking, I started thinking about a message that her daughter, Evangelist Cynthia, preached several years ago, Lord, rebuild me. And that's what it reminded me of, because sometimes that's what we need God to do, to rebuild us, to renew us, to restore us. And I just want to say to Evangelist Mabel, if you want to preach in the Word of God, I enjoyed it. And the prayer as well. Amen. Be encouraged.
Lord, make me over.
Yes.
Lord, make me over.
Sing it.
Make me over again. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Make me over again.
Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. Lord, renew me. Amen. We need to be renewed. We need more strength from God. Amen. David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew within me a right spirit. Amen. He asked God not to take his spirit away from him.
Amen.
David was a man of yes. God's own heart, because he sought the Lord both day and night. Amen.
Day and
it appears he did. His repentance. He didn't even want anything else. He just wanted God. Amen.
Amen.
To renew him, to make him over.
Yes.
I just love that beautiful message on tonight. I tell you, she preached under the anointing.
Yes,
amen.
Did.
We all need to be renewed. Amen.
Yes.
We
yes.
need to be renewed.
Thank
because
you.
That word is telling us tonight.
Thank
amen.
You.
That we
thank
need
you.
To be renewed. I just thank God because that's what I want God to do for me. Renew me in the spirit of my mind. Renew
yes.
my strength. Renew my joy. Make me
yes.
over, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm willing to go
yes.
down to the potter's house.
Yes.
And get back on the wheel and let him work on one more. Come on, my God. Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
That's what we need God to do.
Yes.
To go on back to the potter's house. And let them
yes.
us over to one another right.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Should we treat one another right? Amen.
Treat
so we
it.
Can go check on our brothers and our sisters.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we can pray with them when they get weak. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
When you get paid over like that, amen.
Lord.
You don't mind praying with your sister or your brother.
Amen.
Yes,
you don't mind checking on them. I just thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer because the Lord touched me in the prayer. I tell you, prayer is always in order. Amen.
Yes.
God, he is moving by his spirit. Amen.
Yes.
We might not see it, but God, he is moving. And
yes,
I just thank
is.
God for all things. I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach God's word.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you. I also wanted to say that my dad's funeral is Saturday at 11 a.m.,
praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank God. We thank God for all the remarks. I tell you, I just thank God because I can yet feel the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
God sent his blessing.
Oh,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, yes.
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Yes. Oh,
thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
I tell
Lord
you,
Jesus.
When God creates in you a clean heart and renew a right
thank
spirit
you,
within you, you won't have
thank
that respect of
person. Amen.
Oh, my Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. You have that benevolent concern, that love for all God's people. And
amen.
And anyone you don't even know, you have that love for them. And
that amen.
Motivate you to do what's right. Oh, praise
amen.
God. I just thank God. I could go on and on, but I'm not. But I thank the Lord. The word of God has been preached, and I encourage you to take
amen.
It in for yourself. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for all of the remarks. I tell you, the Lord, he's a good God.
All we have to do is receive the word of God to each individual, to ourselves, and God will do what he want to do. I just thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda being on the line with us.
Yes.
I want to know if she would like to have words. Sister
Hallelujah.
Rhoda. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Praise him.
Praise the Lord. So thank God so much for enabling me to log in the prayer tonight. Have
thank
really been
Lord.
Blessed by the word of God. It's true. God needs
yes.
to renew our hearts because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, without the purity of the heart, nobody shall see God. We desire to see
right.
God in this world and the world to come. So may the Lord give us strength, my sisters. Let us continue holding on Jesus. Because
yes.
without Jesus, there's nothing we can do. Without the word of God, there's nothing we can do. Have we really been
Amen.
Blessed by the woman of God? Thank
Amen.
You so much, woman of God. May the Lord continue to anoint you more and more. So it continue to be a blessing to us. Thank you, our sisters in that line. May the Lord bless you.
Praise
bless
the
you.
Lord.
Thank you.
We say thank the
Amen.
Lord.
Thank
the
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Truly, we thank God for that testimony coming to her, for those remarks. We thank the Lord for her sacrificing and being on the line tonight. I believe her soul was fed on tonight. And we thank you. We encourage you to continue to listen in. We'll be back here again on Sunday night, on Tuesday night, I'm sorry. We'll be back Tuesday night at 7 p.m. If you want to get back on again, just do the same thing you did tonight. Thank the Lord for
okay,
you.
Okay.
And may God continue to bless you in the work
Amen.
That you
Amen.
Do.
Amen. Praise Thank you. You so much, sister. Lord bless
You're
you.
So
I
well.
Try on to work. Sometimes, because I work very far, I stay in another state. That's why sometimes I'm, you know, might not hear me on Tuesday. But Sundays, obviously, I'll always be there.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, thank the Lord. I really appreciate you being on, and I appreciate what you are doing, the work that you are doing, and the work that you're doing for my dad. May God ever bless
you. May continue praying for me. Continue praying for me. Continue to take care of him. Yeah, it's not easy. It's only by the grace of God.
Okay. Certainly.
Thank you so much. Woman of God,
you're welcome.
God continue to anoint you more.
Yes.
And I use you for his glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else? Well, we praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for all of the beautiful remarks and exhortations and for the prayer. I tell you, I thank the Lord. I'm just looking to the Lord to work things out for me. I believe God. I believe he's going to do what to do, and I believe he's going to bless. So I'm looking to the Lord. I'm asking those of you on the line that can get a prayer through, pray for me. And I want to say before we hang up, if there's anyone who would like to receive a free King James Bible, you can call my number, 856-304-7774, after this broadcast, and we'll see that you get a brand new Bible. And if that's all, anyone have anything else? If not, we thank the Lord. This brings the broadcast to a close. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Till we meet again. Amen.